You look at the photos from space, you see all the data, and you just have to wonder how. I mean, how does a smart, functional person in this day and age come to believe the Earth is flat? The immediate thought is, well, they just need more information.
And that's our first mistake, really. We're diving into a fascinating report today, the cognitive architecture of convergent denialism. And what it shows is pretty jarring, believing something like this. It isn't a failure of logic. It's actually a success of our own biology.
It's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive, to figure out why. We need to unpack the specific neural and social things happening that flip a switch in your brain from I'm seeking truth to I'm defending my team.
And that switch is directly tied to what a researcher named Dan Kahan calls identity protective cognition.
Right, the idea that your brain cares way, way more about your status within your social group than it does about, objective reality.
I mean, think about the trade-off. If you believe the Earth is flat, what's the actual tangible cost to your daily life?
Nothing really. You still go to the grocery store, you pay your rent, it's zero.
Exactly. But if you go against the core beliefs of your community, your tribe, the cost is huge. It's alienation.
So the brain just subconsciously does the math and says, I would rather be wrong and belong than be right and all alone. But here's the part of the report that really threw me, the intelligence trap. You'd assume a high IQ would be a shield against this kind of thing.
And it turns out it can actually be a shovel. It helps you dig deeper. The concept is called dysrationalia.
So being smart doesn't automatically make you rational.
Not at all. In fact, people with higher cognitive abilities have more powerful mental tools, that system two reasoning.
Meaning they're just better at arguing their point.
They're better at the mental gymnastics. They can build a much more sophisticated, complex sounding case for why their bias is correct. They can rationalize away any conflicting evidence.
Which leads to this earned dogmatism. You feel like you've done all the work, so you become immune to being wrong. Okay, let's get into the brain science, because the fMRI studies in this report are just wild. They talk about sacred values.
This is so crucial. A sacred value is a non-negotiable belief. God, country, or in this case, the shape of the world. When people in the studies were presented with challenges to these values, the fMRI showed the reward centers of the brain, like the nucleus accumbens, just went dark.
And that's the part we use for cost-benefit analysis, right? For
Ah.
asking, does this make sense? Is this worth it?
Correct. That entire system just goes offline. Instead, the activity shifts over to the left temporoparietal junction and the ventrolateral prefrontal cortex.
Which, for those of us who aren't neuroscientists, are the brain regions that deal with rules, with right versus wrong.
Exactly. So the brain isn't treating the earth as round as a fact to be considered. It's treating it as a moral rule. And if you challenge a moral rule, you don't spark curiosity. You trigger the amygdala.
The fear and anger center. Ah, so that explains the moral outrage we see. If I show you a globe, I'm not just pointing out a factual error. In your brain's view, I'm attacking your moral universe.
It feels like a genuine violation, which is why just throwing more data at it almost never works. But there's also the other side of it. What makes it so unveiling in the first place?
The aha moment. The report talks about that little dopamine rush you get from doing your own research.
It's like a game. You're connecting dots, solving a puzzle that no one else can see. It gives you this incredible sense of agency. And it usually comes after something called institutional betrayal.
Right. That feeling that the government or the media or scientists have lied to you. Once that trust is broken, you start looking for the real story.
And when you feel you found it, it can trigger collective narcissism.
It's not just that you know the truth. It's that only you and your special group know the truth. You're the enlightened ones surrounded by.
Cheap. And that feeling of superiority, of being in on a secret, is incredibly addictive.
So if facts don't work because this belief is really a psychological act of self-restoration, what's the solution?
The researchers suggest something they call perspective getting. You can't start by debating facts. You have to rebuild trust first. You have to focus on shared curiosity, maybe. You essentially need to lower the social threat so their brain feels safe enough to turn the logic centers back on.
That's a heavy lift. But it brings us to a really uncomfortable final thought to leave you with. If we know that our own intelligence can be used as a tool to dig deeper into false beliefs, rather than a ladder to climb out, then what sacred value might you be rationalizing right now that's completely walled off from any new evidence?
It definitely makes you think.
Thanks for diving in with us.